Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. NEET PG 2024 exam was conducted successfully in 170 cities across the country on Sunday. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NPEMS, said that this year around 2,28,540 admit cards were issued to candidates. More than 1,950 independent appraisers and 300 flying squad members were deputed at the examination centres to monitor the conduct of NEET PG. It added that 8 regional command centres were also set up to supervise the conduct of the nationwide examination. In order to prevent any misinformation about the examination, NPEMS closely monitored the social media and ensured that only authentic information is given to the stakeholders. The NPEMS said that the heightened security measures, along with close coordination amongst various agencies, has ensured safe and smooth conduct of NEET PG, thereby maintaining the integrity of this examination. Eco Warriors Nagaland, an organization focused on wildlife conservation in Nagaland, was honored with the Raytheon National Icon Award during the Raytheon Wellness Conclave 2024. The event was also celebrated 25th anniversary of India's Kargil War victory held at a Dutch Coromandel in Chennai on Saturday. The award was presented by Dr. Shashi Tharoor, Colonel David Devasahayam, and Dr. Renuka David. Representing Eco Warriors Nagaland, at the event were founder and chairman Lesemu M. Meshenchu Mark. In his acceptance speech, Lesemu dedicated the award to soldiers who lost their lives during the Kargil War, expressing his deep respect for their sacrifice and commitment. He also acknowledged the support of those who believe in Eco Warriors' mission. The award was presented to the team for their exceptional work in environmental and wildlife conservation in Nagaland. The conclave featured speakers including General Vet Prakash Malik and special tributes to the heroes of the Kargil War. Bangladesh's interim government head, Muhammad Yunus, condemned the attacks on the minority communities in a violence-hit nation, calling them heinous. Yunus also urged students who are at the forefront of the protest to protect all Hindu, Christian and Buddhist families from harm. Farhan Haq, deputy spokesperson of UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, also condemned the attacks on minorities in Bangladesh and emphasized the organization's commitment to opposing violence based on race, religion, or any other discriminated grounds. After 16 days of world-class competition across 32 sports and 329 events, the 33rd Summer Olympics came to a close yesterday. Paris passed the baton to Los Angeles after delivering its share of memorable moments. More than 70,000 spectators were present inside the stadium to watch 270 artists and performers in the closing ceremony. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach expressed that despite all tensions in the world, the sportspersons have come from all 206 National Olympic Committees and the IOC Refugee Olympic Team to make the City of Light shine brighter than ever before. He lauded the performance and all of them and said that the competitors competed fiercely against each other and every contest was on the edge of perfection. The IOC president remarked that the Olympic Games Paris 2024 was a celebration of the athletes and of sports at its best, and the participants have showed us what greatness we humans are capable of. Buck exuded happiness, stating that the first Olympic Games delivered completely under the Olympic agenda reforms was younger, more urban, more inclusive, more sustainable, and was the first Olympic Games with full gender parity. And in Paralympics, Hokkaido Hotoje Sema has qualified to take part in the Paris Paralympic Games 2024. The announcement was made by Associate Vice President of the Athletics Federation of India, Abu Mehta, on social media X yesterday. The Summer Paralympic Games 2024 is set to take place from 28 August to 8 September. Mehta said Sema has qualified for the Paris Paralympic Games 2024 and will represent India in the shot put event. He encouraged the athlete to aim for gold and make Nagaland shine and India proud. In October last year, Sema scripted history by becoming the first ever Asian Games medalist from Nagaland. He won the bronze in shot put at the 4th Asian Barrow Games 2022 in Hangzhou, China. Sema is a Havildar with 9 Assam Regiment, reportedly lost his leg to a landmine in 2002 during an operation at the LOC. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.